Paul McKenna, an area organiser for Us Door based in the Warrington office, and worked for Us Door for just about 16 and a half years.
Paul, firstly tell me where we are today and what's going on the bus.
Well, we're in Tesco Prescott today, and obviously what we're doing is we're raising the profile of Us Door. Well, we already have an excellent membership at Prescott here, around about 85% plus, but we're also raising awareness for lifelong learning. We're also raising awareness about the other fringe benefits that we have for Us Door, such as all the discount Frank and Benny's, things like that we can offer.
Tell me a bit about how you got involved in Us Door and how you got to where you are now, I suppose.
Well, it was probably, if I think back, it was about 20 years ago when I worked on a distribution site in St Helens, and I felt as though I could make a contribution to the Us Door committee there. I was a member of the union, but I wasn't active in the union. What really happened for me is I became involved as a local rep, and then I realised what fantastic educational opportunities there were within the union once you were involved as a rep. And then there was a thing called the TUC Academy back in those days, and I became involved in that. And the rest is history, really. Once I became involved in that, I had a year of that, and then I was offered a fixed-term contract for 1 year by Us Door as a recruitment and development officer. Then I went on to do that for 6 years. And then 10 years ago, it'll be 10 years in September, I became an AO.
Tell me a bit about some of them learning opportunities.
Well, as a member of the union, there are many learning opportunities. We have Kerry on board the bus today, who is obviously explaining to people how you get involved in lifelong learning. But it's kind of on two levels, really, because if you're involved as a union rep, there's lots of extensive training that's available from Us Door.
What would you say to someone that isn't a member, that does work in retail, that's maybe considering joining?
Well, absolutely convince them to join, because certainly within any trade union, the more members that you have, the better terms and conditions you can argue for. The more credibility you have with your employer when there's more people in the union. And certainly the obvious benefits are, if you have a collective arrangement, you have a better argument for improvements in terms and conditions, and individual representation as well when things go wrong as an employee. You never know the minute, you never know when things are going to go wrong for you, and clearly the benefit is you have professional representation at all levels.
Obviously being in the union isn't all about when things go wrong, it's not all about the negatives, and obviously it's great that you have support in those times, but it's also loads of positives as well, isn't it? Tell us about some of the positive aspects of being in the union.
Yeah, it's not all about bad things. It's not all about when you need support and representation. It's also about, well, some of the other benefits. For example, from a legal perspective, members have the right, for members and their partners, to write free wills. There's a health plan, there's dental plans. There's even a Us Door Drive benefit as well, where if you're looking to purchase a car, which is risk-free, hassle-free car purchasing, you can do that through Us Door. So there are many, many positive benefits, other than the more obvious ones why people would join Us Door. I personally think it's insane not to be in the union, because you know, there's so many things we can bring to people to improve their lives, not just terms and conditions, not just pay, not just representation, not just learning opportunities, but all those other things I mentioned earlier. So without the trade union, I think we'd really be in a sorry state.